In Maseches Nida, they discuss three different aspects of the Nida. Number one, that the Nida is Asur Labayla. Number two, that the Nida is an Avhatuma. And number three, that the Dam is an Avhatuma. So the Gemara has, an Ayin Aleph and an Aleph, the Gemara has, repeats, an issue that came up a few times earlier in the Masechta. What's the nature of the Din that the Dam is an Avhatuma? So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, they say, Mokam become a Tomei, Malka become a Tohar. What's an Afkamina? So here on Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Afkamina is a woman dies, and after she dies, Dam comes out, Min Amokar. But she's dead, so you can't call it a Riyah. There is no Riyah, but it's Dam Min Amokar. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether that Dam has the din like Dam Anida, or it's only Dam Min Ameis. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Earlier, on Chov Beis HaMin Aleph, the Gemara had, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim, an Isha, not that she's pregnant within her fetus, a Chaticha comes out, a Chaticha's Basa, doesn't have a Tzuras Vlad at all, so but there's Dam in the Chaticha. So it's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether the Dam and the Chaticha is Metamei. So what's the Machlokes? So the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma could be all the Tanaim agree, and Agusha Leisha Liris Dam Bechaticha. That's not called the Riyah. That a Chaticha, a Chaticha's Basa comes out with a little dam in it, that's not called a riyah. But still, it's dam in amokah, so that's the machlokes hatanaim, whether amokah can become a tam, amokah can become a tar. Then early on Tezayinam and Aleph, there was a third case where there's a machlokes hatanaim. Haroya dam machmas makah. The isha has a makah in the makah. So apparently, it's only called a riyah if it comes out normally from the makah. If there's a makah, that's a makah, that's not called a riyah. But still, the dam makah is dam in amokah. So that should, so the Gemara says, that's a machlokes hatanaim. When the makah become a tam, makah become a tam. What does it mean, makah become a tam? So there's a tesis there on Tezayin Amid Aleph. Tesis dimaraschal b'makam. So tesis understands that as if the whole body of the Isha is tahira on this normal circumstances, we should went to mikveh, and the mokker, she's walking around, the mokker inside is tamei, and the dam is touching the mokker, so it's maga. So the dam, as if the mokker is an avi avoy satuma, like you have a mace, avi avoy satuma, so whoever attends the funeral, the tumah is transmitted, whatever tumah is transmitted, the Gemara has on the first daf from Baba Kamba told the same love, kayetzibahem. Told us of tumah means it's transmitted from one to the other, to the other, to the other. So by tumah, since it's transmitted, it always has to go down a madrega. Tosfos writes there on Beis HaMin Aleph and Beis HaMin Beis and Bava Kamma, it's not always true. Don't you have a cherev harei kocholol? If you have a clean mateches that touches the mace, and the mace is avi avoy satum, and the cherev is also avi avoy satum. Tosfos says, no, cherev harei kocholol cannot make another cherev harei kocholol. So it went down a little bit. True, it's still going to be avi avoy satum, but it's not on the same adrega as the mace itself is avi avos. So Tosfos understood here, makam makamatam means as if the mokker in every isha, and isha tahira, the mokker is avi avos atuma, and the dam is touching the mokker, so it's makabal tuma from the mokker. How could it be, Tosfos says, the whole body is tahar and the mokker is tamei? There is no such thing. You have either the whole body is tahar, the whole body is tamei. Let's say a person, his tummy goes to mikvah, he dips in one leg at a time, one arm at a time. He can't become tohar lachatzoin. He can't become tummy lachatzoin. Amid the Rabbanan, there's such a thing as tumas hayadayim. The whole goof is tohar, and only the yadayim are tummy. On the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. How can it be? That's one kasha, Tosfos says. And the Tosfos has another kasha. It's magat beis hastorim. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. B'chiyiga hazav bas tohar v'yodav lo shatar b'mayim. The Zab is Tomei, the Zab is an Avatumah. So he touches something and makes it into a Rishon, something or somebody makes it into a Rishon, the Tumah. So the Pasuk says, V'yodav lo shata b'mayim. He touched with his hands and he hadn't been Tovel his hands. If you Tovel the hands, their hands are still going to be Tomei unless you Tovel the whole body. So what does it write such a misleading Loshon, V'yodav lo shata b'mayim? So the Gemara learns after that Pasuk, and Mayodah mi baroi, I've called mi baroi. It's only called Tumas Mago if I touch. If I'm the Zav, and I touch a part of my body, that's me, Baroi. But let's say somebody puts his finger inside my, I'm the Zav, somebody puts his finger inside my mouth, that's Maga Beis HaStorim. So Maga Beis HaStorim is not Mitame. So the truth of the matter is, Tosfos asks, How can it be that the marker is Avi Avos Hatum and the dam that touches the marker becomes an Avatum? It goes down one madrega because it's being transmitted. I bought it's Maga Beis HaStorm. So the Achronim point out it should have been a bigger kash. It's more than Beis HaStorm. The Gemara says indeed that Beis HaStorm is only excluded from Maga, but Tumas Masa there is. Let's say I have something in my mouth that's Metame B'Maga U'B'Masa. So true, it's not Metame B'Maga in my mouth, but it's Metame B'Masa. But if you have balua, something in your stomach, so balua is kamisha eino. It's not even metame, not maga, not b'masa. There's another difference also. Rabbi Kivega points out on Yerideh and Hilchas Chatzitza that if you have a chatzitza in the Beis Hastorim, that's a problem. The Gemara says the Shivcha Shabbos Rebbe, she didn't brush her teeth, and there was a bone stuck in between the teeth. So a chatzitza in Beis Hastorim poses a problem. But chatzitza b'balua does not pose a problem. Rabbi Kivega writes on Yerideh, let's say someone goes to mikveh and they have a little crust from the mucus that comes out from the nose, a little bit of crust on the bottom of the nose inside. So that's Beis HaStorim. So that's a din of chatzitza. But what if the nose is stuffed on the top, all the way up on the top? So he said that's all the way up on top, that's called balua. And there's no din of chatzitza by balua. So Tosis should have asked a stronger question. Tosis says that the dam is touching the mocker, it's Beis HaStorim. They should have said, it's more than Beis HaStorim, it's balua. Dam is inside. The mocker is balua. So Tosis answers, it's halacha l'moshe, m'sinah, so don't ask any kashas. It's irregular, it doesn't fit in with the normal dinim. It breaks it's in violation of the din of Beis HaStorim. And it's a violation of the din that you can't have a gufa adam. One eivor is going to be tamei, the rest of the eivorim are going to be tohar. It's Allah HaMoshe Mesina no kashas. The Pashtus is, and the Rambam is not like Tosis. The Pashtus and the Rambam is that Mokam Bekoim Tami doesn't mean that the Dam is Tami because it touched the Mokam, and Mokam is the Abi Avos Hatum, the Dam touched it, becomes an Avatum. It's not because of Maga. Pashtus is that Dam Hanida is an Avhatuma. In Chumash it says like that. And there's a machlokes atanaim. When do we call the dam anida? Is it only if there was a ria? So the ria is matame the isha. So then since there was a ria's dam, ria's only one person is alive. And ria, if it's kedarka, if it's ain't darka shali, shali is dam b'chaticha, digmar davcha beis. So then it's not called the ria. So according to one sheet in the tanaim, the dam is only an avatume if it comes at derech ria. And the Raman Paskin's makam mekam etame means Dam Hamoker, Dam and Hamoker is an Avatumah. It doesn't have to come out Derech Ria. Dam and Hamoker is Avatumah. So there is a problem with the third Rambam. The Gemara and Tezainim and Aleph had a third Nafkamina, where the Moker became a Tomina. So in the first two cases, on Dafayin Aleph, Neka Dam Mishamesa, the Rambam says Moker became a Tomi. In the case on Daf Chabesim and Aleph, Ain Darka Shalish, there is Dam Bechaticha. So it's not called the Riyah, but nonetheless it has a din of Avatume, the Raman Paskin and Mokam Mekam Metami. Even though it didn't come out Derech Riyah, it's called Dam Min HaMokar. Dam Min HaMokar is Metami. And then Dam Achmas Mako, so the Gemara said it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, well he held Mokam Mekam Metami. So the Raman holds Mokam Mekam Metami, should have said, Haroya Dam Achmas Mako, the Dam should be in Avatume. So the Raman says the Dam is Tor. So the Nari Bihuri has that kasha. And you're every day, the Nari Bihuda has that kasha. The Ragachava has a whole fantastic, Ragachava has a long arichas on that Tzafnes Panecha, not Perek Ches Aloch Yud Dalet. Has a long arichas, he has a different derech and everything. He has a totally different derech. But there's a way to explain the Rambam, not the way the Ragachava says. There's another way to explain that. What does it mean, Haraya Dam Achmas Mako? So when the Gemara talks about Haraya Dam Achmas Mako, the Ram talks about Haraya Dam, it's a different Dam. It's a different Dam. The Ramam is talking, the woman has a cut in the Mokar. So it's not that the Dam is coming from the Chelek HaSvogi. That's the Mishnah. Where is it on Yud Zayin on the base? Yeah, I wrote it here in the list. Yud Zayin on the base is the Mishnah that only Dam and Amokar is Metame. So Tosis there discusses, how did the Tanoim know that that's the din? However they knew, that's the din. So what does it mean, Dam and Amokah? So the Chazon Ish writes, the Chelek HaSvogi, from the Enram Nitriel lining. So if the Isha has a makkah, and the dam is coming from the flesh, not from the lining, that's not the makkah makamitami. Makkah makamitami is if it's dam min hamakar, but it came out, it didn't come out derech riya. The Gemara said it's a machlokesat hamayim. Rashi writes on that Gemara, on Tezainim and Aleph, she has a makkah b'bnei meyeho. So it could be that Rashi understood, like Tosis, that the makkah b'nei meyeho is bleeding, and the dam from the b'nei meyayim passes by the makkah before it comes out from the body. So since it touched the makkah, it's mekabel tuma b'maga, like Tosis seems to have understood. But the Rambam could be the Rambam understood differently. The Gemara Tezainim Amid Aleph says, Roy dam achmas makkah depends on makkah b'kamtah, means a different thing. One of the other organs inside is leaning on the makkah, and it's causing the makkah to give out dam min amakkah. It's causing the rechem to give out dam from the intermediate lining. So that's what the Raga Chava writes in another place. I don't like his whole pshat on this Rambam, but a few lines what he wrote is very good. We have a din of Yetzer Daifen. There's a perik Yetzer Daifen. So what are the din of Yetzer Daifen? A Yetzer Daifen is not chayabas to bring a carbon. Ishi kas asriya v'yolda zoch v'yolda means normally. If it's a Yetzer Daifen, there's no carbon. And there's no, you make tumah v'you make tahara. You don't have, let's say it's in a keva, so you have 14 days you make tumah, 66 days you make tohar. So if you Yetzer Daifen, you don't have that because there was no leida. And also the Gemara has a Masechah Shabbos in Paragraph Lez and the Mila, the Yetzer Daifen that's delivered, the baby is cesarean delivery on Shabbos, so the Mila is not Decha Shabbos next week. Only if he Matmea Leida, if it was a Leida. So what's the definition of Leida? So Yetzer Daifen means only they cut over here and they took the baby out. What if they cut, sometimes there's a complicated delivery, and the doctors will make a slit on the right side and the left side, then they'll stick their hands and they'll take out the baby. So it comes out derech harechem, but the rechem didn't push it out. The doctor stuck his hands in and he pulled out the baby. So that's also called the Yetzer Daifen. That's all the poskim write like that. In fact, Rav Henkin had a hayroah, I don't think it was accepted, Henkin had a hayroah, that if they induced labor, so they injected a chemical into the blood system that should cause the rechem to push out the baby, so that's also called the Yetzer Daifen. The pashtus is that once they inserted the chemical, then the rechem pushes out the baby. So it is a leida. It is called leida. But the definition of leida is that the rechem pushes out. If the doctor takes out the baby, that's not called a leida. So the same thing by riyaz dam. Riyaz dam means somehow that the rechem pushes out the dam. So if you have, let's say, a different aver is infected, or an aver is some kind of problem, one aver is leaning on the rechem, and it causes the dam to come out from the rechem. So that's dam min amokar. That's dam min hamakor, but it's not called a riyah. Riyah means if the rechem pushed it out. Here something else pushed it out. The infection in the other organ inside. So it could be that that's what Rashi means. I don't know. Rashi says, there's something wrong. The dam is from b'nei meyeho. So according to the Rambam writes, if you have a roya dam achmas makor, the dam is tohar. I but the Rambam passing the makor mekam etami. No, the dam is from a cut. That's not dam from the lining, not from the chelak hasfoge of the isha. When the Gemara says haroya dam achmas makkah depends on this machlokes, we would say the dam is tamei. Maskim the dam is tamei means if there was a makkah in one of the other bnei meyayim, and the makkah the bnei meyayim caused the rechem to push out the dam. The rechem didn't push it. Rechem would have not pushed it out on its own because of the makkah and the other organ that it caused it to come out. So that's not called the riyah, but it's dam from the chelak hasfoge of the isha. So that's dam and amokah. So dam and amokah is an afatuma, not because it's touching the rechem. Not because it's touching the rechem. There's a problem on Memalef on the base. That's one of the several sources the Gemara has on Mechudish de Gedin. Mokah shehizia kishtei tipe margolios. So Rashi learns Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. It's by the tiny letter Hey, and I mishpat der mitzvah. So it has a tiny letter Hey on that line. Rabbi Yechon Mokesh Izia. Rabbi Yechon Zdin. So Rashi learns Makam Shishti Pimagolias, that is Dam Lavon. Dam Lavon with Salul. The din is that Dam is not Mitame if it's not one under five Mare Dam. So Rashi learns that the Dam is Tame because Makam became Mitame. That's like Tosis learned, that the Dam is Tame because it's touching the Makam. And the Makam is an Aviyavo, it's Atume, and the Dam is touching it, even though it's Magabes Astarim, it's still Mitame. And one organ in the body is Tame, the rest of the body is Tar. The Rambam probably does not learn like that. The Pasha Rambam does learn like that. So that the Ragachar writes. He doesn't think that the Rambam agrees with Rashi. He thinks that the Rambam would have understood that Mokesh Shadish, Deitip, and Magolias does have a Maradam. Doesn't seem to fit in with the Gemara. But he said the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi. The Rambam must have had a different shot than that Gemara. The Rambam has a different shot than the whole thing. This sugya, this machlokes, the Nari Behuda points out that this is Nageya Lahalacha, because there's a Ramah in Yerodea Kuf Pei Zayin Sifhei. So Ramah says that if an Isha has a Riyaz Dam, and she doesn't know if it's Dam and Amokar or not, so the Ramah says there's room to be Mekel if you have a Svek Sveke. What could be a Svek Sveke? Maybe it's Dam min amokar, maybe it's min atzdodim, and even if it's min amokar, maybe there's a makar b'mokar. It's a svek sveke. So the Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Chav Ches, Anat Ramoa, quotes the Nari Behuda in the Tshuva, so where's the kasha? A svek sveke has to be Mishnei Shemus. That's the Tosis in the first parak in Ksubas, Dav Tessa Min Aleph. Svek sveke Mishnei Mechad is not called a svek sveke. So here you only have one suffix. Is it dam min amokar or dam min atzdodim? The tzdodim is not from the chelek hasvogi, so it's not dam min amokar. And if it is min amokar, maybe there's a makar. A makar is also not dam min amokar, so it's the same thing. So how is this a svek sveka? So that's what the Nari Behuda says. This Ramah is based on the fact that the Ramah and Paskins la'alocha that makar mekam betome. So that's why Ishtei Shemus. So there's one suffix, maybe it's min atzdod, maybe it's not, maybe it's not dam min amokar at all. I feel in Tim Tzalema that there is dam min amokar, maybe there's a makar that's causing the dam to come out, and therefore there was no riya. The only time it's called the riya is if there's no makar and the rechem pushes out the dam. But if you have a makar that causes not dam makar, dam makar is like dam min atzdod, it's not dam from the chelek asvogi, that's not dam min amokar. We're talking, if it is dam min amokar, but it wasn't pushed out by the rechem, just like it's not called a leido unless the rechem pushes out the blood. So too, it's not called the riyaz dam unless the mocha pushes out the dam. So that's what the Nari Behuda says, that it's only called a svek dat ramor in Kuf Pezan. It's only called a svek sveke if you have shnei shemes, two different svekes. One sofik is maybe it's menad zdodim, it's not at all dam and mocha. And even if it is dam and amaka, maybe there's a maka b'maka. If there's a maka and it's dodim, that doesn't help. A maka and it's dodim is all shemecha with it's dodim. It means it's only if there's a maka and a maka, or maka and a different organ, there's something else is causing the dam to come out. But it's dam and amaka that didn't come out, there chriya. Just that Ramah is a chiddush. The Mishlam Melech, as we all know, was a Sfardi. And he writes, Achenu Hashkenazim, he doesn't tell you who, he means this Ramah. Chelek our Ashkenazi relatives came up with a chiddush that svek svek, there's room to be mekel, even in Isakoris. We never have in the Gemara, Beferis, svek svek by Akoris. So he says, it's a bit of a chiddush. Why? Because there's a famous Rambam in the end of Perek Tes and Tumas Meis. Halach Yud Beis, the very last halach in Perek Tes. The Rambam has his famous shita, the Sofik Deraisa Lechumre, that din itself is only mid the Rabbanim. In HaTorah, Sofik Deraisa is Lekula, and it's only mid the Rabbanim, that Sofik Deraisa is Lechumre. So the Prim Begadim has, and others write as well. According to the Rambam, we understand easily why Svek Sveka Lekula. Because if you would have had one Sofik, it would have only been awesome mid the Rabbanim. Now you have a Sofik, if there is an Issa the Rabbanim. Have a svek svek is suffik if there is an isa de rabbanon, because suffik there is a lechum is only de rabbanon. So svek svek a lukul, because it's a svek of de rabbanon lukul. So if you say like that, then you have the following problem. The Rambam, we have in brackets in that Rambam, the last halacha, Perek Tes and Tumas Meis halacha, Yud Beis, so they put something in brackets at three lines in the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah says he found this in some Kisva Yad, and they put it into the Rambam because of the Kesem Mishnah's quotation. Highly questionable whether it's correct or not. So they have there that whoever wrote that line, the Rambam or someone else who wrote the line, asked the Kasha, how can the Rambam be of the opinion? The Sveika, the Reis HaLuchum itself is only Midrabbanan. There's an institution of Oshem Talui. If a person is Mesupik, if he ate Chel of Adam, Adobish is done a course for Yugos Achatos. If a person knows that he ate Chel of Adam, B'shoigig, or he ascertains that he was Mechal Shabbos, B'shoigig, he ate on Yom Kippur, B'shoigig, so he's Chayiv Achatos. Since if he would have done it B'mezid, you Chayiv Kores. If you do it B'shoigig, Chayiv Achatos. What if he's Mesupik, whether he did an Isa Kores? The Torah says, Mechayiv to bring an Oshem Tali. So why is it Mechayiv to bring an Oshem Tali? It's Mutal Chathchila to do it. The Rambam holds the Sveika, the Reis HaLuchum is only with the Rabbanim, and the Torah is Mutter. So let him go ahead and do it. The whole Issa was only with the Rabbanan. So why are you Mechayiv to bring an Oshem Tali? An Oshem is not Bob Ben Adam and Adova. Chathas and Oshem not Bob Ben Adam and Adova. So what, with the Rabbanan, they invented a whole concept. It's a Pasuk and Chumash Oshem Tali. If Sveika, the Reis HaLuchum is the Reis, so what's the problem? So the way the Kesem Mishnah quotes this, and they put it in the brackets in the Rambam, Sveika the Reis HaLuchum is only with the Rabbanan, and that Rambam Shita is only by Chavi Lavin. But by Chavi Krisis, the Rambam is Moida, that Sveika the Reis is Luchum with the Reis. And that's what the Degel Ruvain, there used to be a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva in my time, Rab Michal Katz, he had a Rabbanan in the Bronx. He was the son of Rab Reuven Katz. Rab Reuven Katz was in Europe. He was a big Talmid Chacham in Europe. And then he had a Rabbana. He had a yeshiva in Petach Tikva. So Rab Reuven Katz put out a sefer that's called Degel Reuven. And his son, who taught the yeshiva, used to say his father's sefer is Mekubal Ne'olam Hator. Hongerum Avid Ektois has been accepted as well as the Ektois. There are many people who heard of the Ektois, never heard of the Degel Reuven. But that's what Rabbi Katz used to say. Hongerum Avid Ektois. So the Degel Reuven has this famous line. This is one of the famous lines. He said the Ramban Chumash says you only have to bring a chatas b'shoigeg by chavi krisis. What if he did a different aveira? He ate chaza b'shoigeg. Why don't you need a kapara? So he says the answer is only isuri koris are isuri chefza. Everything else is isuri gavra. There's a big machlokes in Yerideya. Negeh halacha lemaisa whether all isuri Torah are isuri gavra or isuri chefza. The Gemara says. First off in the dorm, neder is an Issa Cheftz, and Shvu is an Issa Gabra, with big nafkaminas ladina, not some, a bunch of words. Nafkaminas in Mechaber and Yerideya has one line where he quotes a machloikas harishayim, with all the Torah, the Gemara only tells us that neder is an Issa Cheftz, and Shvu is an Issa Gabra. What about Chazer? What about Basar B'chol? What about everything else? So it doesn't say. So that's a machloikas. So the Degel Reuven says, based on the Ramban HaChumash, Rabban says the only avera that you need a kapara b'shoigeg because it leaves a blemish on the soul, even though you did it b'shoigeg, the only avera is those that are isa chefza. Let that person swallows poison b'shoigeg. He's going to get sick. He's going to die. Poison is poison. So if something is an isa chefza, it's going to have a negative effect on your neshama, even if you violated it b'shoigeg. But if it's only an isa gavi and did it b'shoigeg, so you don't need any kapara. So the Degel Reuven assumes that that's pshat in the Ramban. That only Yisurei Koris are Yisurei Chefza, and all Yisurei Laban are just Yisurei Gaba. And that's the beer why Sveika deraisa lekula mid deraisa by all Chavi Laban, but by Chavi Kris is not. He thinks that this Girsa in the Rambam is a reasonable Girsa, and it's along the lines of the Ramban, that Yisurei Koris are Yisurei Chefza, so it has a negative effect on you, so you need a kapara. And if you have a suffix, if you have... The Mesillas Hashem writes, of course, Safek deraisa luchumim with deraisa. Would you risk it to eat something that may have poison in it? You may die, you may get sick. It's not going to help that you don't know for sure. Poison is poison. So that argument makes sense. If Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Chefza, it makes sense that Safek deraisa should be luchumim with deraisa. But if Yisuri Torah all Yisuri Gavra, so there's room to say, if I'm not doing it derech merit, I'm not rebelling against the Rebbe Shalom, so I didn't violate the Yisuri Gavra. So that's the question with the Rambam. Why is it questionable? Because the Rambam writes, all Sveika deraisa luchum is only with the Rabbanan, even Arayas and even in Shabbos. So Arayas and Shabbos have Kores. So how can the Kesem Mishnah quote such a Girsa? So the Kesem Mishnah defends the Girsa, and he says, Arayas means a Koyim Begrusha. That's not Arayas, where there's no Kores. Kohen B'Grusha is not called Arayis. You don't say Yehoreg Val Yavet. That's not Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is Chai B'Krisis. So he says, that's according to that Girsa, you have to say, then Shabbos. Shabbos always has curse. So the Rambam is talking about Trumin. Rambam holds that Trumin is the Arayis of Yud Basement. Come on, when you say Shabbos, first thing that comes to mind is Trumin. Or Shvis is Behemto. Shabbos means Olam Tas Malachas. So the Pashtus is that the Girsa is not correct. And the Pashtus is that the Kasha is a mistake. The Pima Godim quotes all the classical pre-Chodesh, quotes pre-Chodesh and all the Poskim, and they say, what's the teretz of the Kasha? If the Rambam is right, the Tzveka, the Raisa, the Chumra itself is only with the Rabbanah, so how do you ever bring an Oshem Tole? So the answer is, the Rambam Paskin's La Loche, that you only chayav Oshem Tole, it's a machloikis hatanoim ekrisis. Rambam Paskin, you only chayav Oshem Tole, if you have chaticha achas, mishte chatichas. I have a vadai piece of chalev in front of me, and it got mixed up at taruvas chad bechad. If you have taruvas chad betray, so it's mutter. Chad betray is bottle. If you have taruvas chad bechad, that's called ikva isura. I know for sure there's an isa. I don't know whether this one or this one. And I ate one of the two. But if it's not ikva isura, just have one chaticha, and afterwards you wonder, maybe it was chalev, you wouldn't be chayv in Oshem Tole on that, because feka deraisa is only a luchumer mid the rabbanon. But if you have an ikva yisura, you have a vada yisa that's betaruvis, and it's not bottle because it's not chad betray, it's chad bechad, that's a din deraisa. That there the Rambam will also agree, that's feka deraisa luchumim deraisa, because you have an ikva yisura. So that's what all the classical poskim say, the teretz is on the kasha. How can the Rambam maintain his opinion? The feka deraisa luchum is only with the Rabbanim. What do you do with the institution of Oshem Tole? They say it's only by ikva yisura. But the way it says this gives in the Rambam, that by Chavi Krisis, he says, Sveika deraisa luchumim mideraisa. So then the Mishnah Melech points out the classical explanation. They say, according to the Rambam, how do you understand Sveika lukula? Because if there would have been one suffix, it would have only been luchumim miderabanan. Sveika deraisa luchumim is only miderabanan. So if you have a suffix, if there is a suffix deraisa, so it's a Sveika derabanan. The worst it can be is only derabanan. Sveika deraisa only luchumim miderabanan. So if you say like that, Sveika is mutter. Not Sveik Sveik Mitam Roiv. In the Shach and Yoridei, Simikuf Yud quotes the Chuvus of Rashbod. That's Sveik Sveik Mitam Roiv. It's either A or B, and even if it's B, it's C or D. So the three out of the four possibilities are Lohokel. So Sveik Sveik Mitam Roiv. We don't know what the percentages are. If we would know what the percentages are, we would say it's a Roiv. It's the logical possibilities. It's three out of four possibilities. So that's an alternate pshat. But if you say that Svek Sveka Lukula because it's Sveka Rabbanan, then you can't say Svek Sveka Lukula and Issa Kores. So that's what the Mishnah Melech points out. Achenu HaAshkenazim came up with a Chiddush that you can apply Svek Sveka Lukula. The more talks about Svek Lukula and other things, but not a Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida is an Issa Kores. So that's what the Mishnah Melech said. This is a Mechudish Dika Ramah, that if you have a Svek Sveka, you go Lukula. But then again, you have to figure out how is it Shnei Shemes. So that's what the Pischei Tshuva and Chavches, if Katan Chavches quoted the Tshuva's Nadi Bihuda, that is Shnei Shemes, the Shitosa, because we paskan like the Rambam, the Mokam Mekoyim and Tomei. So if it's Dam Min Atzdodim, it's not Dam Min HaMokam at all. And even if it is Dam Min HaMokam, maybe there's a Maka somewhere. Dam Maka, you don't say Mokam Mekoyim and Tomei. The Rambam said, that's not Dam Min HaMokam. But if it's dam from the Chelek HaSvogi, but the Rechem didn't push it out, there's a Makkah somewhere else that causes the Rechem to push it out. So that's not called the Riyah. So there's a Svek Sveka Mishnei Shemes. Maybe it's not dam and HaMokah at all. And even if it is dam and HaMokah, maybe it didn't come out, Derech Riyah. Maybe the Makkah and the Bnei Meyayim caused it to come out. The Gemara in Ayin Aleph and Aleph mentions, one Tana mentions the Instadinim. In the beginning of the Masechta, it's discussed a lot that Safik Tumah B'Shus Hayoch and Sveika Tomei, and Safik Tumah B'Shus Harab and Sveika Tohar. So this poses a problem. There are a lot of Gemaras that somehow ignore this din. So how do you deal with those Gemaras? So if you look in Bava Kamma, the Gemara talks about Ein Shulya Belo Vlad. So in Bava Kamma, Yud Aleph and Aleph, Tosfos and Neshita Mekubetzes Esta Kasha. The Gemara talks about if it's one Safik, you go to Chumre. If it's two Sveikas, you go to Kula. What do you mean? In Tumah V'Tar, you go to Kula, you go to Chumre. So the Taisvis answers that the Gemara is talking about whether the woman is a yoledes, whether she has tumas yoledes or not. It's naget tumah v'tara. There it depends whether b'shu seyach or b'shu seram. The Gemara says it depends whether you have one safek atusve, because that goes labailo. So Tosfos holds beferish like this, achenu Ashkenazim, like the Mishnah Melachah was making fun of the Ramah. But Tosfos says it like that. That labailo, the labailo is an isekaris. If the woman is yoledes and she didn't go to mikvah, it's going to be an isekaris. Ki may nidas devoisa titmas, like a nida, there's going to be cars. Ah, yeah, the Gemara does say. Svek Sveka, I don't remember. Okay. Okay. So it's not only Ashkenazim. Then the Sfaradim have to accept it also. Okay. Okay. So Taisa says there that the Gemara says it depends whether it's one suffix or Svek Sveka, that's Labaila. But Lataris, you have to pass him based on Mishu Sayachar and Mishu Sarab. The Shita Mukubetzes there gives a different answer. And he says, no, because your letters is a tumas riyah. The only time the klal of safik tumah mishu seyach versus safik tumah mishu seram, the klal only applies when it's tumas maga. The safik is someone was alive and he went to sleep over here at night, and I saw he was sleeping. He was alive. He was breathing. He was snoring. Then in the middle of the night, I touched him. I walked into the room. I don't know if he was breathing. I come in the morning. I see that he's dead. I don't know if he died before I walked in the middle of the night or after I walked in. So that's a tumas maga. The mace is transmitting tumah to me. The mace is avi avos tumah. And if I walk into the oil mace, I'm a kabbal tumah. So the only time you apply the klolim of safik tumah versus bishus yach, bishus rabim, is if it's a tumas maga. But if it's a tumah yotzal migufa, tumas riyah, that's a different category. And the klolim of bishus yach, bishus rabim don't apply. This is repeated, the Tosfos in Chulin, Yudam and Beis. The Ramas of Adilma has the both days. And in the beginning of Nida, you have it also. It's a few places in Shas that Rishonim discuss it. This is a big machlokes of Rishonim, where the Safik Tumah Mishus HaYoch Mishus HaRabim is restricted only to Tumas Maga, or even applies to Tumas Riyah. So in Chulin, at Yudam and Beis, the Gemara there is discussing, how do you know that there's a din that Yishtel of Chazoka, Chazoka in the Meikorah? It's a live animal, whatever it is, some kind of an isa. And if you have a suffix, whether you shechted it properly, so since there was you go to chumer. The Gemara says, how do you know that you follow chazaka when you don't know what the facts are? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says by tzaraz batim, that the kohen goes and looks at the nega tzaraz, and he walks out of the house, he sees that it has a kegris. You have to have a minimum size of the kegris. And he walks out of the house and he declares the bias is a bias muzgar. So whoever goes in becomes tamid. Then at the end of the week, he sees that it's not as big, that it shrank, it no longer has a kegris. So how do you know? Maybe it shrank. Negat saras doesn't follow normal, it's not a normal thing. So negat saras, it doesn't shrink slowly, little time. There's no normal thing. Negat saras is epizlamal menatev, it's not a normal thing. It's not leprosy. It's something other. It's not contagious. The Gemara doesn't say it's contagious. So the Gemara raised the question, how does the Kohen have the right to declare the bias is a bias hamuzgor, and whoever goes in will be tomei? Maybe the neged sarash rank, and at the time that he's declaring the bias hamuzgor, maybe no longer has a kegris. So it's a right that you shall have chazok. So Tosfos asks Akasha, how do you see that it's based on Chazaka? How can you establish from that pasuk that you follow Chazaka in the Meikorah status quo? Maybe it's because it's Safik Tumah B'Shu Seyach, it's Sveika Tomei. There's nobody there in the house. Safik Tumah B'Shu Seyach B'Shu Serabim doesn't really depend whether it's B'Shu Serabim B'Shu Seyach for Shabbos purpose. It depends. The Gemara says in Nozir, Perek Shnei Nozirim, if you have three people together, then it's called B'Shu Serabim. If you have two people over here, one person all the way over there, then it's Bishus HaYochet. You have to have three people together. So Tosfos asks, maybe the reason why the Kohen has a right to declare that it's Tameh is because of Haktam Bishus HaYochet Sveika Tameh. So Tosfos gives us Shvera Teretz. So there's a Sefer Mein Avtoyach. Mein Avtoyach is a commentary on the Hakdamas HaRambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam has Hakdamah to say the Taras. It's a fantastic Hakdama. So this main Avtoyach has the text on top, is the Lashon from the Rambam in the Agdama to the Pirush HaMishnah, his Agdama to say the Taurus. On the bottom, he has two commentaries. What were the two? When Naaman had Saras, he said, Aman Ofarpar. He said he went to Aman Ofarpar. So he has two different Pirushim. One is Aman and one is Farpar. Two different purposes. So they said that his grandfather, Abchaim, had the main Aftarach on his desk all the time. Whenever there was an Inyan, a Tumba, a Tara, they always looked in the Sefer Main Aftarach. They have printed in the Vilna Shas. On Taras, they have Pirushim printed on the side of the Mishnah. It's from the author of the main Aftarach. So the main Aftarach points out, by Tumas Tzaras, the Tosis said you should say Sofek Tumashu Sayochid by Tumas Tzaras, Tzaras Bat. Maybe that's by the Kohen has a right to be Metame. So he said the Pashtus is that by Tzaras, all the Rishonim should agree. Everybody should agree that it's not governed with the rules of Sofek Tumashu Sayochid versus Bishu Sarabim, because the Tutzdodim are not is it Tame or is it Tohar. Because by Tzaras, it's not Tame until the Kohen declares that it's Tame. Tutz Dadamar, is it Tohar and is a mitzvah to declare it as Tameh? Or is it Tohar and is a mitzvah to declare it as Tameh? Is it Tohar and is a mitzvah to declare it as Tohar? Or is it Tohar is a mitzvah to declare it as Tameh? So if it has a kigris, but the Tutz Dadamar not, is it Tameh or Tohar? When is it called the Sofik Tumah? If the Tutz Dadamar Sofik are, is it Tameh or Tohar? So by all other tumas, anida, azav, azava, magameis, you become tummy right away. Negat saras is the only thing, it doesn't become tummy automatically. It's a chiddush that we consider negat saras a tuma yotzol migufay. It doesn't happen automatically. It's not when he has the rias, negat saras, it becomes tummy automatically. He only becomes tummy if you go to the coin, as matters that nobody goes to any coin, so nobody is tummy with tumat saras. Even if they would have saras, they're not tummy. You don't have a coin who's declaring them as tummy. So that's what the main Aftarach writes. He quotes a Mashal like that. That the Pashtus is, by Negat Tzaras, all the Tanoim should agree that the Klal doesn't apply. And if it's a Tumas Riyah, that's 2 days in Taisus, and that's 2 days in Baba Kama and Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara has on Ayin Aleph and Beis, the Gemara refers to the din of being Mafrish Min Amukav. Dama Ma Mitzvah Litra Min Amukav. Why say Mitzvah? Lechatchili is supposed to be Torah min amukav, but even if you're mafrish olam min amukav, the haproshah will be chal. So there's an interesting machloikas Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin daf lamen on base regarding the nature of this din of mukav. So Rashi shita is the whole need for mukav is only mid the rabbanon. I'm going to have tevel at home, and I travel around Eretz Yisrael a lot. So wherever I go, I'm going to buy tevel. I don't want to be mafrish chumas and maisis midei ben. What I'm going to have, I'll have less to eat. So I have left at home. I have flour at home. I have chitim, sorim. I have oranges, pears, apple, whatever. I have all kinds of things at home that are tevel. And wherever I go, whatever I'm going to buy tevel, I'll be mafrish what I have at home. I don't have a cell phone in the days of Tanoim. So you can't call home to find out is everything still there. Maybe it got spoiled. Maybe it was eaten up by mistake. Maybe the dog ate it up. So Rashi says you're not allowed to be mafresh. Shalom and amukav is a chumrah mid the rabbanon. Maybe it's not bad. Maybe it's not kind. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi because Tosfos says even if it's all a fanano, it's still shalom and amukav. If one is over here, one is over there. I see they're both kayim. And still, not only can't you be mafresh shalom and amukav, the tevel that I'm mafresh from is not lefanena. Even if they're both lefanena, it's still not mukav. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos holds that it's a din deraisa. Why is it a din deraisa? Because the pasuk says Tosfos there in Gittin doesn't quote another Tosfos quote. Parim chemes chelba mimenu. You have to be mafresh the truma minei yibei mimenu means ben amukav. It has to be somach. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether the din of mukav is a lachatchila deraisa or just a lachatchila derabban. So there was an important Tosfos we had already on samachem at base. I think it was on the last bechina. Tosfos discusses, is it possible to have such a thing as a lechatchila deraisa? Let's say, nesen tam levgam, lechatchili, not allowed to cook in a treif and pot, even though it's ain't a ben yoimim. But if you did cook, it doesn't make treif. So why is it also lechatchila? So the whole thing is only a chumr medarabon, because they're ain't a ben yoimim, or to ben yoimim. So Tosfos says, whenever you have a din, lechatchili you shouldn't do it, but it doesn't answer. It's a dead giveaway, it's only a din derabonon. Unless you're talking about the area of a mitzvah. In a mitzvah, you can have a lechatchila deraisa. So Tosfos gives mishalim on samachem beis. So Tosfos says chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Many poskim said there's a mitzvah. The woman should have chalitza. She's 95 years old. She's not planning. She's barely walking. She's not planning to remarry at the age of 95. And still, many poskim hold still a mitzvah to do chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. So that's why in chalitza, you have to talk about l'chatchil, you need kriyas ha-psukim, you need the rikika, and you need the chalitza sandal. But l'ikuv is only ma'akev, the chalitza sandal, the kriyas ha-psukim, and the rikika is not me'akev. Why? Because a mitzvah, you can have a mitzvah b'shleimus, a mitzvah shalot b'shleimus. Let's have a korban chatos. So l'chatchil, you do zrika sandal at karnas ha-mizbech. And b'di'evit, we pass on like this. If you have one zrika, one zrika is me'akev b'di'evit. The other three are not me'akev b'di'evit. So Taisa says, in mitzvahs, you need trelis and lavan in tzitzis. And if you only have trelis, you only have lavan, so you get partial credit in a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah shalav b'shalai musa. Sometimes it's so much shalav b'shalai musa, but you didn't do anything. But sometimes there's such a thing as a mitzvah b'shalai musa, mitzvah shalav b'shalai musa. So that's what Tosfos writes. So the shaila, there's a big machlokes in Achronim where the hafrashas terumos ha'maaseh is a mitzvah. A farmer has a mitzvah. Oh no, maybe it's only a matir. If you're interested in eating the food, then you need a heter to be mafresh tumas amaisis. So there's a Magen Avraham and Simon Ches. It says in Shulchan Aruch that all birchas hamitzvah should always be recited by amida, should always stand. So the Magen Avraham frekta kasha. The Mishnah says Uisha Yeshevus Aruma Bekotza Chalosa. The woman says the bracha, the Mishnah says, the woman is not dressed at all, but her era is covered up. A male, the era is not covered up, so he has to put on some clothes, but a woman, the era is covered up. So the Magen Avraham says, but Yosheves v'kotza chalos aruma, doesn't she have to stand up and not say the birchas ha-mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham says that there's no mitzvah to be mafresh chalos, it's just a matir. So just like birchas ha-nenen, you're permitted to say when you're sitting, so you're permitted to say the bracha nafresh chalos when you're sitting. So that's the Magen Avraham and Simon Ches. When you learn Yerideya and Simon Aleph, there's a Taz. When Rav Soloveitchik learned Yerideya, he hardly ever read any Taz. But this is one of the very famous Taz. This one he read, and he commented on it. So the Taz there says that it's a mitzvah to be mafresh tumas ha'maaseh, even if you're not interested in eating the food. And the Marsham has a sefer Das Torah on Yerideya. It's all Mar Mekaymus with Bekiyas. He runs through all of Shas. So Rabbi Kevega points out, this is the machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham in Simen Ches in Orach Chaim, and the Taz is in Yerideya Simen Aleph, and the Das Torah quotes, it's a major machlokes of Rishayim, whether Hafrashas Trumas Amaisis and Hafrashas Chalitz, and the mitzvah is only a matir. There's a sefer Klichemda on Chumash by one of the Polish Bikim. So the Klichemda on Parshas Korach quotes the Talmidei HaGro, say in the name of the Gro, based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, that there's a difference between chala and trumas ha'maaseh. Chala is a mitzvah, and trumas ha'maaseh is only a matir. But it's an issue whether hafrashas trumas ha'maaseh is a mitzvah or a matir. So if Tosfos says in Gittin Daf Lamed Amud Beis that min ha'mukaf is a lechatchila d'oraisa, obviously Tosfos thinks that hafrashas trumah is a mitzvah. If it's only a matir, Tosfos said in the klal, you can't have a matir in a matir, you can't have a lechatchila d'oraisa. To have a lechatchila d'oraisa, you have to be assuming that there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. According to Rashi, that min ha'mukav is only a lechatchila d'rabbanan, so you can't tell whether it's a mitzvah or a matzah, but according to the Tosfos, that is a d'oraisa, Tosfos has that klal, that it doesn't make sense to have a... In Gittin, there are a lot of, when you write a get, there are a lot of dinam lechatchila, but b'di'evit it doesn't pass. So Tosfos says it's a dead giveaway, that the lechatchila is only the rabbanan. It doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila d'oraisa and a matzah. What's the definition of mukaf? So there happens to be a famous Tosfos on the Zayin Amud Aleph in Nida, where Tosfos works hard to try to tell you what's the definition of mukaf. There's a famous Bir Agro. I think the minig by many of the Kashrus organization is that they follow the Bir Agro. The Bir Agro writes in Shin Chaf Hei, Sifkot Neches, in the middle of Hilchas Chala, he writes, Bedin Zen is Tapchu Kamoi. All of the Rishonim God and got stuck. They all got trapped. They couldn't figure out what's going on. He's going to tell you what the din is, because the Rishonim didn't use it to sefta with the Yerushalmis. So the Bir Agro is a long, unusually long Bir Agro, and he says everything not like Tosfos. He gives you his klodim. What's called Menamukov, what's not called Menamukov. I'll just close on Ayin Aleph on the base. The Gemara quotes Reb Yehuda l'shitasa that ain dam mevatel dam. That's the famous pasuk by Avodas Kain Godol on Yom Kippurim. It says, "V'lokach hakoy midam hapor midam asoyer." And the Gemara has a shaila whether ma'arvin lekronis, when the Kain Godol comes out from the Kodesh HaKodashim, he does the zvika on the four karnas hamizbech. Does he mix together dam hapor and dam asoyer, or does he do the zvika separately? So we say ma'arvin lekronis, he mixed together the dam. So the Gemara raises the question: V'lokach hakoy midam hapor midam asoyer. Par is a big fat animal, soyer is a skinny malink. So if you're going to mix them in together, the odds are that it's going to be, the dam asar is going to be much less than the dam apar. And if you're going to hold it, if you're going to hold the klisharis under the neck of the sor for longer, by the par shorter, so it's going to be dam asar is going to be meruba madam apar. How possible, what percentage likelihood is it that it's 50-50? One chance in 5 million. Not going to be 50-50. It is going to be Adam Apar Merubah Madam Asar. If you want to rig it, so it's going to be Adam Asar Merubah. It's not going to be 50-50. So the din is that it's Batal Bereiv. Batal Bital Bereiv. You don't need Kefil. You don't need twice as much one dam and the other. If you have 51% this and 49% that, so the 49% is Batal Bereiv. So how is the Kohen Gadol Yotze, the Zrika V'lokach Midam Apar Madam Asar, the one that's 49% is going to be Batal Bereiv. He's only doing the Zrika with the other one. So you see that it's not bottled. What happened? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mikan, the mim and mina, that is not bottled. The Chachamim disagree, and they hold Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, the mim and mina loy bottled. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept Rashi's shita. And we assume that the mim and mina is bottled bereiv. What do you do with the pasuk? No, the pasuk goes on oilim, things that are korev agabi hamizbeach, that's why it's not bottled. So there's a famous ran in the Dorim on Daf Nun Beis. Rav Soloveitchik, when he learned here, he used to be referred to that Ran as the Telza Ran. Because the Ran writes a whole pilpul, sounds like Telza Torah. The Ran says, whenever you have two things mixed up together, lach balach, Rabbi Yehuda's din, mim mina loy bottle, is only if it's lach balach, mim mina, if it's yavish biyavish, it is bottle. If you have chaticha bachatichas and all flesh, then it is bottle. Only if it's lach balach, it's not bottle. So the Ran explains, whenever there's a clash between the roiv and the miut, so the miut loses its identity in the conglomerate. It disappears. Kemisha einai. So, but if it's min b'minoi, so there's no clash. It's all the same thing. So what's the machlokes habiyut and the rabbana? How do you determine whether it's min b'minoi? So whereas habiyut says it depends, dam b'dam, mayim b'mayim, yayin b'yayin, whenever it's min b'minoi, mitzias. And the chachamim say, no, it doesn't depend on mitzias, it depends on pi halacha. So this the language that the Ran uses, that's the way in Europe and tells the used to clear hakiris like, does it depend on dinner, does it depend on mitzias? That's why Rav Soloveitchik used to refer to this Ran in the Dorim Afternoon Beis, the gigantic Ran. He used to refer to this Ran as the Telza Ran, because the Ran explains that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban, they both agree mimimina is b'mashu, because there's no clash. They just argue how to define mimimina. Does it depend on mitzias or does it depend on the din? Now also that Ran, after he explains that, then he explains another thing. Why is Dovish Yesh L'Matirin Le'Botel? So he says, Dovish Yesh Matirin, it's going to become Mutter. It can become Mutter later on. So it's like Heter Beheter. So he gives such a good explanation of Dovish Yesh Matirin, why it's not Botel. So the Kesem Mishneh, Rabbi Yosef Kav Kesem Mishneh, was fooled into believing that Ran wrote such sweet talk. He fooled the Kesem Mishneh in believing that it's a din deraisa, the Dovish Yesh Matirin Loi Bottle. That's against the Befevish Gemara. The Gemara in Perek HaZov says Befevish, Dovish Yesh Matirin is only Loi Bottle Midrabanan. But the Ran explained it so well, and he forgot to say that it's only Midrabanan. He explained it so well, he convinces you that it's as if it's a din deraisa. These are all famous topics. Ayin Aleph is a very famous, a lot of famous topics there. Okay.
Where is the Mishnah Malach?
He talks about sex sakes. long, it's a long.
It's voice in the end of the voice.
Okay. I don't remember.
Maybe that's the Rambam.
Why do you need a pasuk by Rambam?
Right.
The Rambam says, no, that's the Mufet.
Right.
Yeah.